Revive us again. And Haley Mills, reading James 1:12. And good morning, and thank you for joining us this Sunday morning here at the Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. I'm Pastor Mike Cantrell, and we welcome you to our service, our live video, live stream recorded worship service. This is a wonderful day to be in the house of the Lord, and if you're listening by your phone or by iPad or whatever means you have, we welcome you to our service today. And let us begin by going to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you again for this first day of the week, the Lord's Day, this Sunday morning. We welcome your presence always in our lives, and we welcome you here and in the homes and those listening to our service this day. Lord, we lift up the name of Jesus, and we thank you, Lord, for the salvation he provided on Calvary. And as we worship today, we worship you in truth and in spirit. And through Scripture, Lord, may we understand even more about our lives and how you work in and through our lives. And you tell us of the things past, present, and future of things to come. So, Lord, we just ask your blessings upon everyone who are worshiping today in home or at churches or wherever they may be. We thank you, Lord, that you provide everything we need. You sustain us, protect us, and give life, eternal life, to everyone who believes in your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. My message text this morning is called A Call to Trust the Lord, and it's taken from Isaiah chapter 51, 1 through 6. And another scripture as a backup or another scripture which goes along with what I'll be sharing today is taken from 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 13. And as I was reading Isaiah and looking at these two, they go along with what's going on in our world today. It shares a lot of history from Isaiah, talking about the things Israel were going through and the hope that they have. So, in the beginning of chapter 51, it gives us an exhortation from God. It's a call to faithful remnant, the ones listening, to those truly of Abraham, to listen to God. As I read these scriptures, the very first verse says, "Listen to God." So it's a message of hope. It's a message of joy. It's a message of redemption and salvation to the righteous, which is mentioned in these scriptures here this morning, to those who actually seek the Lord. It is God's will that all men seek the Lord. So even in difficult times, listening to God and remembering our history with him renews our confidence in his promises and his eternal salvation. So hearing or listening, God instills hope for the future. So the first thing we're going to see in verses 1 through 3 is Isaiah says, "Listen, you righteous," which means the righteous seek the Lord. So in verse 1, we learn the identification of the righteous listeners who are seeking God. So follow along with me with your Bible this morning with verse 1, which says, "Listen to me." That's God. That's Yahweh. All capital letters in the Hebrew text. "Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were cut, or him, and to the quarry from which you were mined or dug. So, with emotion, God, or Yahweh, cries out, "Listen to me." And also, he says that also in Isaiah chapter 50, verse 10. So the Lord is now speaking to those who pursue righteousness. Deuteronomy talks about this. Proverbs. And then even in Matthew, and it says, "Seek him." Seek him. So the Hebrew term righteousness refers to loyalty, or it means faithfulness, which brings a benefit to a community of people. And Isaiah talking to Israel, and he's talking to us today as well. So we are to listen to what God has to say. So it indicates the right behavior. We need to have the right behavior before God. And when we do, we are listening to God and we follow through with his instructions. So righteousness is what brings about well-being for the world, the whole world. In the beginning, God created the world. He included everyone, no one excluded. So the Lord is addressing his faithful servants, the remnant that truly seek, obey God's will. Okay, now, this believing remnant, which is Israel, is to think back or remember what God has done in their lives. Reflect on their background, where they came from, where they are going in life. So God is calling them not to look at their present day situation, which it's easy for us to do, to look just at now. But he said, look back. Don't forget your inheritance. Don't forget where you came from. And he made their forefather Abraham. That Abraham was their forefather. So look where you came from, who you came from. And God is calling us to do the same in our lives today. So Isaiah saying, find encouragement by looking back into the beginnings of your history. So if you could trace your history back to your forefathers, to your ancestors, through your generations back, you are where you are today because of them. And it's a blessing if your life has been brought up to the fact that you learned early to believe in God and trust him and serve him. So God brought them forth from those who remain faithful, what the scripture says here, and he is doing the same for us today. We just need to recognize that. We need to continually be faithful in following his commands and his word. So God will also keep his promises to those who remain faithful. So those who are seriously pursuing God, now listen to this morning. For those who are seriously pursuing God, those seriously pursuing righteousness are persons particularly prone to discouragement. We get discouraged easily. For those, though, who trust God, who seek him, delayed promises can be what I would call a hard trial in our life. But we are to remain faithful. Be encouraged. God is in control. So, looking at this verse, verse 1, the figure of the rock from which they were cut is explained further in verse 2. Follow along with me as I read it. And it refers to Abraham and Sarah. Okay, verse 2 says, look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who gave birth to you in pain, difficult times, difficult situations, but yet they are your forefathers, and they endured. When he was but one, I called him. 1 year old, referring to when Abraham was but one, I called him. Then I blessed him and I multiplied him, referring to generations on to this day as well. So God started only with Abraham and Sarah, and we call that the founders of the nation. God promised that to Abraham. So it seemed physically impossible that they would have a child, but they believed. They had faith, according to Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. So God thus blessed Abraham and made him many, and I would say that is, gave the patriarch many descendants as he had promised. And he did. God always keeps his promises. So if Abraham could accepted, or if, may I say, if Abraham could accept God's promises and trust him through all the long wait, and he had to wait many, many years, Abraham and Sarah, how much more should we have who seem to be fulfilled of the promise, believe the new message of hope? We have a message of hope. Abraham and Sarah believed. Abraham was faithful. So should we be, since we have a new message of hope. Now, going back to verse 1, remember verse 1 said, listen to God. Because regardless of our current circumstances that we're going through now in our life, we as his faithful remnant, according to this scripture here, will be lifted up. Will be lifted up. So we'll be restored. God restores all things to good and new. So, as Christians, even if we are faithful few, or I will say remain faithful, believe that God will also do great things in and through our lives. Now, look with me at verse 3, which God offers comfort to those who listen to him. See, this is very important. We must listen to someone. And it's important, and it is to our best if we listen to God. So he says, listen to me. So follow along with me in verse 3. Indeed, the Lord will comfort Zion, Jerusalem. We will comfort, he will comfort all her waste places and her wilderness. He will make like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the sound of melody, the sound of music or praise or a song. Now, looking at this verse and putting in a good perspective, Jesus is that plant in that desert that Isaiah is talking about. His presence makes all things new. So, the wonder of life springing from death is no less in each other's individual's salvation. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 16, and if you should read verses 3 through 6, the Father describes us as an infant, or naked, or unwashed, defiled with blood, left to be food for the beast of the prey. But God has shown pity, and he rescued us by a divine providence through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah to that. He had a plan. So, we are washed in the blood, cleansed from our sins. We are adopted into what I would say, heaven's family, the kingdom of God. the fire seal of love is upon our foreheads, I would say, and the ring of faithfulness is on our hand. So, how precious is a matchless power and grace which changes deserts into gardens and makes a barren heart sing for joy. Now, that's what Isaiah says in verses 1 through 3. Now, let's move on to verses 4 through 6, which Isaiah is saying, pay attention, world. Everyone should pay attention. But it's directed to the world, all nations throughout the world. So, it's what I would call the Lord's justice extends over all the world. So in verse 4, God commands his people to stop listening to their own frustrations. See, listen to God, but stop our listening to our frustrations and heed his new proclamation. So verse 4 says, pay attention to me. First he said, listen to me. Now he's saying, pay attention to me, O my people, and give me ear to me, O thou nation. For a law would go forth, and this is important, go forth from me, and I will set my justice for the light of the peoples. So, as we look at this verse here, verse 4, the address is now expanded even more. Listen, now we are to pay attention. So, the reason they should pay attention is because of the Lord's ability and his willingness to save his people from their hardships and their sins. See, his law or instruction, or the Hebrew word for that is Torah, is going forth. The word I mentioned here in verse 4. Very important. The people seems to include all nations. The people. The term people includes all nations. And that's how verse 4 through 6 is directed here. So the revelation of God's will through his word gives light to all who pay attention. So sometimes somebody's talking to you, they may say, are you paying attention? Are you listening? We've all had our teachers say that. Are you paying attention? Are you listening? So God says, are you paying attention? World. He's talking about the whole world here. Now let's go on to verse 5. Verse 5 affirms the power and extent of the gospel light, which was mentioned here in verse 4. My righteousness is near, my salvation has gone forth. There's that word, gone forth. And my arm will judge the peoples. The coastlines will wait for me, and for my arm they will wait expectantly. So, I want you to notice something right here. This is very important. Notice that it is the arm or the delivering power of the Lord which is our hope. Our hope. So here is the truth God has been trying to get his people, and I would say the world, to hear throughout the book of Isaiah. If you start with chapter 15 and read through 53, it is giving us that message. And even for us today, right now, this day, we are to pay attention. Now, it is the power of self-denial, the power of self-righteousness or sacrifice, the power of innocence, the power of faithfulness, and the power of holy love that sustains us. So this is the power for which all the world should wait in breathless anticipation. So, does the world know that? That it is a great need for the world to do this? and I would say heartily. And that's why this scripture is saying, pay attention or listen to me. So, the fulfillment of God's righteousness, His faithfulness, and His own nature and promises reaches highest point in human salvation and deliverance. Now, our last verse, verse 6, which compares scope of nature and with the scope of salvation. Follow on with me with verse 6. Lift up your eyes. That means look up. You know, pay attention. Listen. And we do that by looking up. Lift up your eyes to the sky, then look to the earth beneath. Say, do a surveillance. Take a broad look. It's what the scripture is saying. For the sky will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment. You know, like the garments we wear. You see a lot of people going around with blue jeans that's wore out. They look like they wore out, but that's probably the way they're made. But it's, and its inhabitants will die like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not wane. And I mentioned 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 13. Today, read that passage of Scripture, and that'll give you a better understanding of Isaiah chapter 51, 1 through 6 this morning, or actually 1 through 8. I'm not going to be covering verses 7 and 8. But 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 through 13. Read that today. So, God calls on the world to look to the heavens and the earth. These are the places where the children of this world look for guidance and hope. And that's why he says, world, listen, pay attention to me. Yet, creation is as nothing compared to the permanence of what God in his righteousness means to do for salvation of this world through Jesus Christ. There's many scriptures that I could read that would back up what I'm saying on this. Isaiah 40, 6 through 8, Psalms 101, 26 through 27, 1 John chapter 2, 16 and 17. Or if you have time today, read Isaiah starting at chapter 40 through 66, and you'll see the whole scope of what Isaiah is relating right here on the goodness of God, on his exhortations. So, Isaiah, and throughout the Bible, it says, heaven and earth will pass away, which means will vanish like smoke and wear out like a garment. But the Lord's work, salvation, and his standards, his righteousness, which means righteousness, his standards means righteousness, will continue forever in verse 8, which I haven't read, but you go ahead and read that, and that's what that means. For God's salvation transcends time and the disappearance of the natural order. So, his salvation will last forever. Now, in conclusion, although the earth will pass away, it will be restored. And it will ultimately pass away one of these days. And if you read in 2 Peter chapter 3, 3 through 13, Peter explains all about this. Get this. Scientists tell us that every second the sun burns 1,200,000 tons of mass. Now you think about it. Every 1 second the sun burns 1,200,000 mass. That's a lot. Now, there is still enough mass to last 10 billion years. Are you going to be here then? I'm not going to be here. Not on this earth, but in 10 billion years, heaven will just be started. So, but the point is that everything is winding down, going from order into disorder, Isaiah is referring to. Even Jesus said in Matthew chapter 24, 35, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. That's a promise. Everything else is going to pass away in this world, but not God's word. That's his promise. Therefore, even while the earth is awaiting destruction, there is something solid, something unchangeable upon which we can build our lives. Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And I encourage you to get into the Word of God and read it and study it, because it's very clear. The Word of God is its best interpreter through the power of the Holy Spirit as you read it. So, according to the Old Testament or Isaiah, the day of Yahweh's salvation, which is God, will make your listening to God and your following of God's will all worth it in your heart, soul, your mind, and in your strength. Will put all that you put into that, it will be worth it. So consider everything that I've shared today, and take time yourself to go into the Word of God and read Isaiah 51, 1 through 8, and 2 Peter 3:3-13, and get a glimpse of what God is doing in our present day and time. Don't be discouraged, but we have a new hope, because it's all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. May we pray. Father God, we thank you for the message today, for your word. It's not we pastors or preachers who preach it, but we're on an instrument who proclaim the gospel that you speak to us, and through your word and through the power of your Holy Spirit. Anyone listening today that doesn't know you, we're all part of this world. We're in the world, but we're not of it as Christians. And we just pray, Lord, that anyone that's listening today that don't know you, Lord, your Holy Spirit will sensitize their hearts, their soul, their mind, and give them the strength to believe. Give them the courage to believe all your promises. And Lord, you will provide eternal life through Jesus Christ. Lord, bless and keep everyone safe from this virus or any other elements in this world. Keep us from temptation, and keep us in holiness and your righteousness, as Isaiah spoke today. Lord, we praise you. We thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. We'd love to hear from you and talk to you about any decision God's laid upon your heart today. And our website is VersalesBaptistChurch.org, Versailles, Indiana. Make sure you look up Versailles, Indiana on that part. And our Facebook page is Versailles Baptist Church, Indiana. You can follow us on Facebook as well. And we thank you for listening to our recorded service today at Versailles Baptist Church, Versailles, Indiana. May God bless you, and may you have a glorious week in the Lord. Thank you.